You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, placing my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Greetings and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, serving in the service of Sai from the studios of Radio Sai, speaking to you live. Well, today I am accompanied by Brother Sunil, the audio engineer, who will be helping me in playing today's files. Dear listeners, this is Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of universal love, the message of selfless sacrifice and service. This is the segment Service Love in Action. And in this segment, inspired by Bhagwan's teachings on selfless service, that is, love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. That is, in this segment, we discuss about the various service projects initiated by Bhagwan, and inspired by these service projects, the various service activities undertaken by Swami's devotees and his students. Well, dear listeners, the previous segment was Morning Glory, and in that segment, you all heard a new program that was Hindsight 52. In fact, you all will be aware by now, and I am also very pleased to tell you all that today is the first anniversary of the Thursday Life programs, which means that last year on the same day, we started a new venture of Thursday Life. That is, a new venture of bringing to you all the programs live, right from early morning 6:30 to late night 10 o'clock. So, throughout the day, we have got live programs on every Thursday, and today is the 52nd week of this endeavor of ours. That is, today is the first anniversary. Dear listeners, we all hope at Radio Sai that you all are enjoying this Thursday Life. In fact, we all have been receiving very encouraging and positive feedbacks from you all, and we all are very thankful for that. In fact, we are all very happy that we are able to make Swami in you all happy. In fact, that is the only motive of ours. That is to bring the sacred vibes of Prashanthi Nilayam to your homes. Well, dear listeners, to begin this segment with, let me tell you a little bit about Prashanthi Nilayam weather update. Well, today is 16th of May, and every year after the Shivaratri celebrations, which happens on generally on March, month of March, the month of March, April and May happens to be the summer month, and today the mid-May is the month of summer. But from last 2 days, we have been experiencing a little low in temperature. That is, a lot of breeze is blowing here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram, and it's keeping the climate a bit cool. Cool, I mean, not very cool, but it's quite hot, but not so hot also. It's the temperature may be, the highs of the temperature may be at around 37 or 38 degrees Celsius. In fact, few weeks back, it used to go beyond 40 degrees Celsius also, something like 41, 42 at the peak. So nowadays, so from past 2-3 days, the temperature has been quite warm, quite pleasant. Not a typical summer day. So, dear listeners, in this segment, Service Love in Action, today I'll be playing for you 2 episodes of selfless service activities done by Swami's devotees, the Sai volunteers, the Sai Sevadals as they are called. The one segment will be on the service activities done by Swami's devotee in the Indian state of Bihar, the service activities for the victims of a flood which hit on the state of Bihar on 15th of August 2008, and the second episode will be the service activities taken up by Sai volunteers in the country of New Zealand, where these volunteers go to the prison and they help the prison inmates develop some spiritual habits. Well, dear listeners, talking about service, it is said that service we do for others is the rent that we pay for our room here on the planet Earth. Well, isn't that a profound statement? Let me repeat it again. The service that we do for others is the rent we pay for our room here on the planet Earth. Generally, if we have a rented flat or rented house, the tenant who is staying in the house gives rent to the owner of the house. The person who is going to stay in the house is not the real owner. He has to pay rent every month for the owner of the house. In the same way, we are not the real owner. The real owner is God. So it is our duty to pay rent to God for giving us a place to stay in this earth. And how do we pay it? It is by doing selfless service. So through this we see that the service we do to others is our duty. In fact, at this juncture, I am reminded of a beautiful analogy that Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had given. It seems once there was a wealthy man and he had 2 sons. The elder son was very responsible and was very hardworking, whereas his younger son was very lazy, arrogant and spendthrift. When their father became old and he was almost in his deathbed, he decided to divide his property. So what he cleverly did was, 75% of his property he gave to his elder son, and only 25% of his property he gave to his younger son, who is lazy and arrogant. But he did this with a condition. The condition was, the elder son who owns more property has to help his younger son at the time of need. So it was duty of the elder son to help financially the younger son at the time of financial need. In the same way, God is our divine father. He has got 2 types of children. One is rich and the other is poor. He has made rich rich and poor poor with a condition that the rich should help the poor at the time of need. It is the duty of the rich to help the poor financially and in all circumstances. Well, dear listeners, with this aim, that is, service to humanity is our duty, let us begin today's segment. And at the very outset, as always, I like to play a bhajan or song. And now I'll be playing for you a bhajan which is from one of the Sai Blossom product, Bhavanjali. And this bhajan is sung by Kunal Ganjawala.
Oh,
Dear listeners, and welcome back to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, what you heard just now was a beautiful song sung by Kunal Ganjawala and Gayatri Ganjawala. In fact, this song is one of the songs of the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. To know more about the various Sai Blossom products, please visit the site saiblossom.org. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 11:22 and it's a pleasant day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and moving forward in this segment, well, dear listeners, around the world, Swami's devotees have been undertaking a lot of selfless service activities. Now, have you ever wondered that across every state of India, across 125 countries of the globe, across geographic and linguistic divides, social and cultural barriers, now what is it that compels millions to step forward and to reach out completely to strangers in need? Since the year 1940, when the 14-year-old young Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language: the language of unconditional love. So it is this unconditional love of Bhagwan Baba that compels millions of Sai volunteers to reach out and serve the poor and the needy. Through his service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism and responsible charity. So be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are coming together and transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai. So, today's segment features the heroic service rendered by the Sai devotees of Bihar, that is, Indian state of Bihar, as the biggest flood in their lifetime wiped away homes, families, life and hope. On 15th of August 2008, it is the Indian Independence Day. So India celebrated its 62nd Independence Day with great gusto, not knowing that one of its most populated and impoverished state was to face a national calamity. 3 days later, that was on 18th of August, the river Kosi broke its embankment at Kusaha Sanghari in neighboring Nepal, causing a 2 kilometer wide breach across the dam. And suddenly an enormous wall of water gushed into Bihar via an old route that the river Kosi had actually abandoned over 100 years ago. Well, dear listeners, this makes me think a little bit. The river Kosi had actually abandoned the route, and on that fateful day, it took the route which it had abandoned for 100 years. What made it do it? Well, it's just a fate and destiny. A popular proverb says that a friend in need is a friend indeed. In case of Sai devotees, who is a better friend than one's siblings? For Bhagwan Baba promotes brotherhood of humanity and fatherhood of God. Even before the government had stepped in, the Sai volunteers of Bihar rushed to help millions of their brothers and sisters after the flood devastated their state, and it was no ordinary flood. It was, as the New York Times reported, the worst flood in the region in the last 50 years. So, in the beginning, I'll be playing this account where the Sai devotees of Bihar rendered service for these victims of the flood. And this account is in the form of an audio documentary. The narrators are Radio Sai's brother Bishu Prashti and brother K.M. Ganesh. Brother K.M. Ganesh is doing his research in Bhagwan's University here at Prashantanilayam. And the sound effects and the background music for this audio documentary was composed by Radio Sai's C.G. Sai Prakash. So let's now listen to this account.
On the night of August 18, a wall of water as high as a two-storied building rushed in furiously into the villages of Bihar. It washed away everything and anything. People, cattle, brick houses, hutments, trees, and whatever else that came in its path. The waters gushed in at 25,000 cubic meters per second, and thousands were washed away in seconds, even before they realized what was happening. Leaving their homes and belongings behind, people sprinted to find shelters. It was as if the god of death was chasing them. Mr. S.B. Chaudhary, the then state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Bihar, recalled.
Yes, it was not an ordinary flood. It was like a Mahakal or a terrible wrath of God of death. For all we know, the 1,000 recorded deaths might be an underestimate. A total of 13 districts were affected, but in 4, the damage was severe. In Saipal, particularly, it was the worst.
The floods displaced millions of lives, destroyed acres of cultivable land, and damaged property worth crores of rupees. More than 2.3 million people were marooned, and at least 247,000 acres of farmland was swamped, destroying acres of wheat and paddy crops. Over 800 villages were washed away, killing at least 1,000 people. It was unprecedented, unexpected, and the most ruthless devastation the state had seen. The Indian Army and non-government organizations had to undertake the biggest flood rescue operation in India in decades.
Floods are not uncommon in Bihar, as Mr. Chaudhary explained.
Every year, the river Kosi flows into the inhabited lands of Bihar and destroys crops and property. This river, as it is often called, is truly the sorrow of Bihar. Particularly in this season, the people of Bihar are generally prepared for it.
But nothing could have prepared them for the shock, as this time the river ran into the villages along an unused route. It was as though the river was revisiting its past to settle an old score with a vengeance. As the news of the devastating currents of Kosi spread, people across the state and country came together to form another kind of current, which was equally moving and strong and powerful. The current of selfless service. Not surprisingly, this was spearheaded by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. The first to swing into action was the Bihar chapter of the Sai Organization of India.
What distinguished the seva performed by the Sai organization from other relief efforts is that the Sai volunteers were the first to reach many interior villages and help the neediest of the needy without any thought of their own safety. Bhagwan Baba has placed seva or selfless service on the highest spiritual pedestal, for he says, quote, "If you lift the hand to serve, to help, to console, to encourage another man, you are lifting it for God is in every man," unquote. And this is exactly what the Sai volunteers lived out. As the news of the catastrophe spread, Mr. Sivshankar Chaudhary, the then district president of the Sai organization of Supol in Bihar, rushed to the site of disaster.
"We took motorcycles and rode towards the affected areas. What we saw there was simply pathetic. A middle-aged man was running with his children on his shoulders. An old man was trying to rush out with a tiny bag of belongings. A third was trying to save his cattle. Another wailing that he had lost everything. The floodwaters were closing at a fast pace. They had no time to think. They were just running piteously to elevated areas. Seeing them, tears started flowing down our face. People are now living on trees. They had nothing to eat or drink except the polluted water that surrounded them on all sides."
Mr. Shivshankar and other members returned and immediately started the relief work. The Sai organization was the first to start work in the region as they realized that the government and other non-governmental organizations were still assessing the gravity of the calamity. Realizing that there was no time to lose, they collected essential food items and served more than 2,000 people on the night of August 21st. They went into villages that were completely marooned and where approachability was poor, even though it was highly risky. Mr. Shivshankar recollected,
"It was a perilous adventure and we did not even have regular boats. We had to make use of country boats. The current of water was so high that if you stood even in 2 feet of water, you would be washed away. In fact, the police and government authorities were stopping people from going into these areas. But we were not afraid, because we were absolutely confident that Bhagwan was with us."
They reached out to remote areas where people had been stranded on trees and elevated structures. Loaded with non-perishable food items such as poha or flattened rice, jaggery, biscuits, powdered milk, salt, candles, bread, clothes and medicines, they rode kilometers on the rickety boats and reached out to the distressed. He continued,
"We had no fear. Bhagwan gave us the strength and we distributed all these items as his prasadam."
20 Sevadal volunteers served in this manner throughout the night from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. with torches in their hands for light. They sought out every individual seeking help in Supol and offered them food and clothes. It was no different in Madhepur, another badly affected district in northern Bihar. Mr. Ram Avatar Razak, the then district president of the Sai organization of Madhepur, had this to say.
"When we surveyed this area on the 23rd of August, we found that water had entered the offices of even the district collector and the superintendent of police. In fact, the entire capital town of this district was a sea of water."
Razak and his team of Sai volunteers found people perched on top of buildings and elevated embankments. They were hungry and in a state of utter shock.
"When we filled the desperate palms with food, with love in our hearts and the name of Sai on our lips, they cried. Overwhelmed with gratitude, they too vociferously chanted, 'Sai Ram, Sai Ram.' It was 3 days since their lives had turned upside down and nobody had come to their rescue. Since we served each and every one of them personally and treated them with a lot of dignity and love, they started treating us as if we were God.
Sai volunteers continue to be Baba's ambassadors of pure love in action. Mr. Srinivas, a Sai youth from Jamshedpur, explained,
I was shocked seeing the affected areas of Madhepur. The main road was under 2 feet of water. People were moving about on boats. At every relief camp, we first made everybody sit in neat rows and then started the distribution by chanting Swami's name. In case of other organizations, people rushed to the supplies and caused stampedes. Many items would be destroyed or lost because of grabbing and fighting. But we treated everyone with love, and they too responded well. We ensured there was discipline and calmness during distribution so that everybody got his or her packets.
Most other agencies involved in the relief operations avoided entering areas that were dangerously flooded. They preferred to work only in towns and easily accessible areas. Ironically, they asked the people stranded in the affected areas to come and collect their supplies.
On the contrary, raised on the Sai Council, that what the head thinks must be examined by the heart and then carried out by the hand, the Sai youth went to the remotest of areas and delivered the items to the people wherever they were stranded. Realizing the desperation of the survivors, Sai youth reached out to as many as possible, wherever they were. Like all Sai activities, this was done with great reverence and love for the unfortunate ones.
For example, the village Rampur, which is about 30 kilometers from Madhepur, was completely submerged in water and all the villagers had taken shelter on an elevated piece of land. They needed immediate help, but no group was willing to enter that area. In fact, a government boat that had made an attempt to do so sank. But with the continuous chanting of Sai Gayatri, Sai volunteers rowed into the danger zone with loads of food and other essential items. Mr. Ramavtar Razak narrated this episode.
There was a huge crowd eagerly waiting on a piece of high land that was completely surrounded by water. When we distributed the milk, biscuits, rice and clothes, their sense of relief and joy knew no bounds. There were many such remote and completely isolated villages like Murliganj, Tunahi, Sukhasan and Gariptola. Reaching out to them was our continuous activity for days and even weeks.
There were numerous such instances where the Sai organization was the first to offer relief.
In one such incident, the Sai youth went to a village called Sukhasan that had been isolated by 3 kilometers of water on all sides. The youngsters reached the village after a lot of difficulty. But all their stress dissolved the moment they saw the reaction of the villagers. Men and women cried out in a joy as nobody had bothered to help them till then. They had felt abandoned. The care and concern shown by the Sai youth brought solace to them. They had not heard of Swami till then, but then on, every time the Sai youth came to help them, they cheered, "Sai Baba has come! Sai Baba has come!" With daily visits, the relationship strengthened. Soon, they developed the conviction that Sai would definitely come to their rescue, even if everybody else abandoned them. Unknown to them, millions of Sai devotees live their lives in the same truth. Meanwhile, although individual district units of the Bihar Sai organization had swung into relief work immediately after the calamity, the state president of Bihar Sai organization called a meeting of all the district heads to coordinate the efforts.
After this, the affected areas began to receive supplies from over 30 districts of Bihar and Jharkhand regularly. 30 truckloads of essential items came in immediately, and later, with the direction from the All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, neighboring states also started sending in truckloads of supplies. Bhagwan Baba says, quote, "Service without idea of self trains you to transcend all the artificial distinctions imposed by history and geography and aids you to realize that the human community is one and indivisible," unquote. The Sai volunteers experience this oneness with the distressed people and serve them in the same spirit. Now, with the joining of other states, there was no shortage of resources. Mr. Chaudhary, the then state president of Sai organization, recalled this moment.
"The state of Maharashtra sent vitamin biscuits for children. Rice and dal, soaps and tarpaulins, saris and dhotis came from Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Punjab. Similarly, other essential food items and clothes arrived from Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal. What was needed at this point was proper organization of packaging and distribution. For this, we created a base camp at Saharsa, which was closest to the affected districts. A theater owner in Saharsa offered us 2 big rooms, and 50 Sai workers worked here for weeks making packets of the essential supplies. Each bag contained a minimum of 2 kg of beaten rice, jaggery, biscuits packets, milk powder, soaps, candles, matchbox, common medicines, clothes and other small items. Every morning, a truckload of such packets would be ready and a team of youth carried them to the distressed areas."
Although the task ahead was daunting, prior experience of Gram Seva helped the Sai volunteers manage it well. As part of Gram Seva projects, Sai devotees from all areas voluntarily visit different villages, including remote ones, to help improve the quality of villagers' lives in terms of food, education, sanitation, health and other necessary services. Mr. P.V. Krishnamohan is an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and in 2008 he was the Jamshedpur Sai Youth Coordinator. And this is what he recalled.
"It was not difficult for us to strike a chord with the villagers because we are used to serving in the rural areas. We understand them very well. Besides, because of our experience in disaster and relief management, we were the first organization to get into the Rescue Act. And our focus was on the villages and isolated areas, because it was these areas that no other organization was venturing into."
Ramavta Razak added,
"I just cannot forget the visit to Garib Tola, a village in North Bihar. It was very risky to go there as the river was overflowing and the village was now an island. Our boat was rocking dangerously. Had we hit anything along the way, the boat would have simply turned upside down. It was surely due to Bhagwan's grace that we reached safely. People had been sitting on raised platforms and trees for 10 days and had nothing but the flood waters to drink. Government helicopters airdropped relief material, but they just fell into the river. But we personally distributed food, clothes and medicines to women, children and all the elderly. On most days we were so preoccupied with the relief work that we forgot our own hunger and discomfort. We ate only after we returned to our base camp at midnight."
The Sevadal faced new challenges and crises at every turn, but they handled them with the only solution they knew, faith in Bhagwan. The obstacles in each area were different and demanding. Also, many a times, they were overwhelmed by the sufferings of the people. Emotionally, the experience was extremely moving.
In village Rampur Tola, for instance, they travelled in knee-deep water for 40 kilometers in their jeep, beyond which there was no road. They walked another 3 miles carrying all the relief material on their shoulders. In fact, some of the volunteers and villagers had to defend themselves with sticks, as many wanted to loot the supplies. When they finally managed to reach the devastated village, their hearts cried out at the sight. They saw wailing children, women with an empty look in their eyes as they had lost all hope, and men starved and helpless. Other organizations had asked them to come to the towns to collect food, which was impossible. Even as the Sai volunteers served them food, they were in a dazed state, unable to believe that somebody had actually thought of them. Mr. Ramavtar Razak described his experience.
I was so grateful to Bhagwan at that moment for having blessed me with the opportunity to serve them. I wiped their tears by seeing the God in them. I had never before experienced the bliss of serving and giving like I did that day. The entire project was a powerful and divine experience.
Mr. Shivshankar Chaudhary chimed in his feelings.
I sincerely felt that it was God who was reaching out to another form of God.
Baba has clarified that service is the first step along the spiritual path. Service expresses the divinity hidden in man. It broadens one's heart. It destroys narrow-mindedness, and it gives delight. The evil qualities and tendencies in us can be driven away through service. Mr. Ram Avatar Razak narrated one such instance.
I tell you, the grueling 5 weeks of service was like a penance. You know, I used to get up at 4 a.m. every single day and slept only after midnight. At 6:30 a.m. every day, we started with our loaded trucks and returned not before 10:30 p.m. After that, I had to attend to organizational and other paperwork to check the supplies and the packing work, apart from preparing all the other official reports. On many days, I only had a packet of biscuits. But can you believe it? None of us fell ill, and it was purely Swami's grace. In fact, we felt His love and protection every single day. I am very sure we were sustained only by Swami's energy and nothing else.
Despite all the mayhem and chaos, they felt Baba's divine presence and grace always. Every time they faced a desperate situation and prayed to Swami, their prayers were answered.
On August 28th, when we were returning with the leftover material in our truck, it started raining heavily. Our material was not waterproof as they were in jute bags. At around 9 p.m., when we stopped at a town called Jitapur, we were astonished to see that none of the packets were wet. We immediately brought them down and distributed it to the people in the area. A solitary building that had survived the floods was being used as a refuge for people. They were actually waiting for the relief material, and they were delighted to receive our food and clothes.
Mr. Shivshankar Chaudhary described another incident of how the Lord of Puttaparthi saved his devotees.
Dirpul was one of the worst affected villages in the flood. It is near the Indo-Nepal border. Only one house was left standing in the entire village, and it was the house of a Sai devotee. As the water level rose, the family climbed onto the roof of the house. Their faith in Bhagwan was so strong that they had no fear, though the water rose up to 20 feet. They stayed on the roof for 10 days. Once the water receded, they came down and found all the things in their house perfectly intact.
Incidents of Bhagwan's grace are numerous. In another instance, the sister of one of the Sai devotees was trapped in a flooded area 40 kilometers from Supol. In spite of best efforts, she was not contactable for many days. Suddenly, after 8 days, she called from her mobile phone. Her phone had somehow started working after more than a week. Immediately, the SAI volunteers arranged for a military boat to her rescue. As the vessel moved, it found many waiting to be rescued on the way. They took all of them on board. By the time the boat reached the woman's house, there were already 80 people on the boat, and there was no room for her. So the boat was taken back after promising her that the volunteers would come back for her and others.
However, there were more tests. On the way back, the boat's engine stopped functioning. It was a precarious situation as the water currents were strong. The boat hit many concrete pillars and was tossed back and forth by the waters. The worried volunteers chanted Sai's name, and despite the several collisions, the boat was safe. Finally, it got trapped between the pillars of a bridge, and this proved to be a blessing. Military personnel hauled them up from the boat, and everybody was safe. What could have been a terrible disaster was averted only by Swami's grace.
2 days later, the devotee's sister was also rescued. Thus, the devotees of Bihar repeatedly experienced Bhagwan's divine omnipresence throughout the calamity. Swami says, the easiest way to serve God is by serving men. The devotees of Bihar closely experienced this as they moved amongst the hungry and distraught and saw God in them. Mr. Krishna Mohan, the Sai University alumnus who works in telco company Jamshedpur, recalled that moment.
This chance to serve blessed us with a higher level of self-satisfaction. We were serving not people, but different forms of God. I sent out an email to all the employees of our company, informing them of our service initiative, and many came forward to help. They were amazed when they saw the photographs and the video clips of the extent of our work. The ideals of Sai organization moved them and encouraged them to step out of their comfort zone to help the distressed. This transformation in outlook was valuable to themselves and to the society. This was a silver lining to this dark cloud of disaster.
The relief work that started on August 21, 2008, continued for 5 weeks and benefited 50,000 people in the worst affected districts of Bihar. After the waters receded and people returned to their villages, the Sai organization distributed special kits to help them rebuild their lives.
These comprehensive packs containing cooking utensils, serving plates and spoons, blankets, 20 kg of rice and other food grains, saris and dhotis were presented to them just before Diwali, which fell on October 28. The joy in their faces said everything. For us, there was no better way to celebrate this festival of lights.
This is what Mr. S.P. Chaudhary, the then state president of Sai Organization of Bihar, said. The sun is glorious because it gives itself to others incessantly. Similarly, we shine brighter when we offer our lives to others. Swami says the joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable. By walking on this joyous path of selfless service, the volunteers of Bihar experienced true bliss, which can perhaps be experienced only after years of penance.
The magnitude of their service may be modest in comparison to the colossal devastation in the state, but they reached out to as many as they could and gave them complete help. And above all, their efforts were saturated with genuine love and compassion, for they were on a mission of a lifetime, serving as they were in the name of Sai.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, this is Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of universal love, the message of selfless service and sacrifice. This is also the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Raghu, accompanied by Brother Sunil, who is the audio engineer, and he's helping me in playing the various files that you are listening. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 5 minutes to 12, and it's quite pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Thinlay Ashram. Till now, what you heard was an episode from our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. And in today's episode, you heard the selfless service activities undertaken by the Sai devotees of the Indian state of Bihar, where they serve the victims of a worst flood that wiped away many homes, families of Bihar, their lives and also their hopes. They lost their lives, many of them lost their lives, and many lost their hopes. Well, dear listeners, as I told, this was an episode of a radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. So it was in the service accounts were brought to you as in the form of an audio documentary. The main narrators of this documentary were Brother Bishu and Brother K.M. Ganesh, and the background music and sound effects were composed here at Radio Sai. It was composed by Brother C.G. Sai Prakash. In fact, there are many such audio documentaries in this series, Serving in the Name of Sai, and you can download it from our website radiosai.org. In fact, in a while, I'll be playing for you another audio documentary, and that will be about the service activities done by Sai devotees from New Zealand. Well, before that, moving forward in this segment, dear listeners, just I'm thinking that the benefits of service activities that we undertake are tremendous. It actually lessens our ego. It makes us more sensitized. It makes us more sensitive to the problems of other people, to the sufferings and problems of other people, and it makes us more humble. It instills us in the quality of humility. Well, always when I think of service, I am reminded of Hanuman. Hanuman is a very good example of service. In fact, it seems when he went to Lanka and the demon Ravana asked him, "Who are you?" He told, "I am Dasoham Kausalendrasya." That is, I am the servant of the son of Mother Kausalya, that is Sri Rama. So Hanuman replied that he is the servant of his Lord Sri Rama. He never said, "I am Hanuman, I am this or that," but he said he is the servant of the Lord Sri Rama. That is the humility that Hanuman had, and it was only because of his service to Lord Rama. So, dear listeners, moving forward in this segment, as I said, I will be playing for you another episode of the radio series Serving in the Name of Sai. But before that, let us listen to a couple of bhajans. And these bhajans that I will be playing for you right now are from the Sai Blossom product, Eternally Yours. And these bhajans are sung by the world-renowned musician Tana Gillespie. So let's listen to a couple of bhajans in her own voice.
Sai Bati Sai Tumaho. प्रभु आला हो अकबा श्री साई नाथ साई तुम हो
Dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action. And in this segment, as always, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, till now you heard a couple of bhajans, Sai bhajans, sung by the world-renowned musician Dana Gillespie. In fact, these bhajans are from the Sai Blossom product from the album Eternally Yours. To know more about the various other Sai Blossom products, dear listeners, please visit the site saiblossom.org. Well, moving forward in this segment, dear listeners, now I'll be playing for you another episode from the radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, which has got many audio documentaries. And the audio documentary which I'll be playing for you now is an account of the selfless service done by the volunteers of New Zealand in the prison. Well, it said, hate the sin and not the sinner. This is said in the Holy Bible. So, volunteers of the Sri Satya Sai organization, Auckland, New Zealand, have been practicing this profound biblical virtue since the year 2002 by reaching out to the inmates of the local prison there. While prisons and jails with their high walls may seem to be fearsome places, the truth is people living behind these walls are people like us. God resides in them just as in us too. So, this audio documentary which I'll be playing for you right now, the All these sound effects and background music are composed in our studio by Brother Anirudh, and the narrators are Brother Bishuprishti and Brother K.M. Ganesh. So let's now listen to this account of the self-service activities by the side devotees of New Zealand in prisons.
The Sai workers of Auckland decided to conduct a unique program for the inmates of Mount Eden Remand Prison in the city in 2002. They paid monthly visits to the women's wing of the prison to understand the inmates and their needs better. As the task was new, prison authorities suggested that the volunteers start the sessions for the women inmates only as a pilot program. So, finally, on a Sunday morning in September 2002, the New Zealand Sai volunteers set out on their first visit to the prison. The team was admittedly nervous. On arriving at the location, they felt the palpable tension and negative energy within the prison walls. They began chanting Sai Ram as they were escorted to a special visitor's room to meet the inmates. Soon, to their surprise, all nervousness and concerns vanished. As they chanted the divine name, they felt calmer and could feel Swami's divine presence amidst them. The prison authorities had asked the organization to limit the numbers of volunteers to 4 or 5 to avoid outnumbering the number of prisoners they thought would attend. Imagine their surprise when they entered the room and found 25 inmates eagerly awaiting them. A participating devotee had this to say.
As we entered the room, we could feel the tension, the suspicion, and the aggression, because some of the inmates felt that this would be a place where old scores could be settled. We had the security of prison guards on site just in case. They were kind and they kept discreetly in the background. But mark my words, we were definitely nervous, as there were some tough cookies attending. But we knew we had Swami with us, and we had a good feeling that the program would be successful.
The group began with a prayer sung in the native Maori language. It was a beautiful interfaith prayer which meant, "Let the love, the truth, the peace surround us all." The effect of this was hard to miss. Everyone seemed to have settled down and the energy in the room was transformed. It was now less hostile and less defiant. It also sent out the message to the participants that the Sai volunteers were genuine and were there to help. The Sai workers then introduced themselves, explained what they hoped to achieve and how the program would be structured. They also encouraged the prison inmates to ask any questions they had at any point during the session. Importantly, they explained that they were followers of Sri Sathya Sai Baba, a wonderful spiritual teacher from India whose message of love and tolerance encompasses all religions and races. They informed them that they had small pocket-sized photographs of Baba and some holy ash, the vibhuti, and would gladly give them out if requested.
Next, they asked the inmates to join them in Jyoti meditation,
a non-denominational tuning-in visualization. Along the way, they carefully explained the process and the benefits gained from doing the meditation. A few minutes into this, the volunteers sensed a definite easing of tension in the room as a soft and gentle stillness took over. A volunteer from the group aptly described the moment.
We knew instantly that Swami was with us and helping us.
This was followed by singing of devotional songs relevant to all faiths in both Maori and English. One of the Sai workers had brought in a guitar. The inmates loved this and began suggesting other songs they could sing. Surprisingly, all the songs they wanted to sing were spiritual as well. Volunteers had also selected one of Swami's quotations and discussed its meaning and significance with the inmates. After this, the session ended with a prayer and a promise to return.
All the volunteers were visibly happy and decided to continue the visits. Now, with permission from the prison authorities, they began to have weekly sessions as more Sai volunteers had registered. And now they could run the program on a roster basis. About a year into the program at the Mount Eden prison, the Sai volunteers received a letter from the authorities of another prison, the Waikeria prison, situated about 250 kilometers south of Auckland. The letter mentioned that the Mount Eden prison authorities had seen a noticeable change in the behavior of the inmates who were attending the sessions. The overall attitudes and aggressive tendencies of the inmates had softened since they began attending the sessions, and the authorities had therefore recommended the program. The Waikeria officials wanted a similar program in their prison as well.
So, a new batch of Sai volunteers from Hamilton Sai Center was trained to conduct the sessions. Today, these volunteers visit the Waikeria prison on a monthly basis and are bringing about a silent transformation among the inmates. Despite the small size of this Sai center, the volunteers are determined to keep the good work going on a permanent basis.
Oh,
Coming back to the Auckland prison, soon the authorities asked the organization to expand the program to the men inmates of the prison. A new roster of Sai devotees was thoughtfully selected, as they knew the sessions for the male inmates needed to be different from those for the women. They would now be face to face with some pretty hardened criminals and even some street gang members with long criminal records. Like the first session with the woman inmates, by divine guidance, this session too was successful. For the male prisoners, the volunteers decided to conduct the meditation with a slight change. The prisoners were asked to lie down on their backs in a circle with their feet facing towards the center. This way, the prisoners could not look at each other. It worked extremely well, and all the prisoners who participated felt a deep inner peace once the session was over. After a few more sessions, the prisoners meditated sitting on the chairs, and no problems were ever faced. One of the Sai volunteers from that team testified.
As we prepared to leave, we noticed that some of the inmates were crying softly and knew instantly that the decision to take on this new format was correct. Right then, something very beautiful and profound took place. As one of our devotees put a small photo of Swami away in his pocket, one of the inmates, a heavily tattooed gang member, came up to him and said, "Hey bro, the fella in that picture you have there is not just for you guys. 2 weeks ago, he came into my cell, raised his hands as if he was blessing me, then disappeared. I've not told any of my prison mates as they would think I'm going soft, but it's the truth."
This only confirmed what the volunteers had felt all along, that their dear Lord is always present with them. God is always there with anyone who genuinely wants to help another person. All such experiences have only deepened the faith and resolve of the Sai volunteers of New Zealand to continue the service with more passion and zeal. Baba says, quote, "When faults are found in anyone, you will have to understand that there are deficiencies in their behavior. That is all. Do not conclude that there is no divine Atma in them. As a result of the company they keep or the immorality of the society in which they grew up, flaws have developed in them. These are not native to their nature, which is Atmic. You will have to provide them with good company and beneficial surroundings and persuade them to take part in these. You should on no account condemn such people as born incorrigibles and keep them aloof." Unquote.
The sessions for the male prisoners at Mount Eden Prison were temporarily stopped in late 2008 due to large-scale renovation and modernization of the prison. In December 2010, the prison authorities requested the Sai organization to resume the sessions, and since then, 15 new Sai devotees have volunteered to join. Dear listeners, right at the outset, Bhagwan Baba defined his avataric mission as the protection of the virtuous and correction of the wrongdoers. The only wickedness he ever spoke of destroying is the negativity in the hearts of human beings. The love incarnate's most potent tool for bringing about positive transformation has always been his pure love.
Today, his instruments around the world, from New Zealand to New York, dispense his divine love to those in need, including the prisoners in Auckland. Baba has always prescribed selfless and loving service as the highest form of spiritual practice. today's story on the prison seva in New Zealand is just one of many service projects that its devotees around the world are engaged in. For them, serving in the name of Sai is the ultimate privilege in life.
Salam, dear listeners. You are listening to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bring you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of universal love, the message of selfless sacrifice and service. Well, as you may be aware, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Till now you heard an episode of our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, and in this episode you heard the service rendered by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Auckland, New Zealand, where the Sai volunteers have been practicing the biblical virtue, hate the sin, not the sinner, by reaching out to the inmates of the local prison. In fact, dear listeners, prisons and jails with their high walls seem to be fearsome places, but people inside them are also people like us with God in them. So these Sai devotees go to the prison in a weekly base or a monthly base, and they teach the inmates of the prison some human values. They also sing some prayers and bhajans and talk to the prisoners with a lot of love and compassion, do some counseling, because it is said, as I said in the beginning, that hate the sin, not the sinner. So this came to you as part of a radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, and this is an audio documentary, and there are many such audio documentaries which brings you accounts, features of many service activities done by Sai devotees around the world. So you can listen to these audio documentaries by downloading it from our website radiosai.org. Also, please send us your feedback and comments on this and on other Radio Sai programs. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is just 2 minutes to 12:30, and Prem and Arvind are already here at the studio. And just now I asked Arvind about the weather outside, and he says that it's quite pleasant. And right now the temperature may be around 36 degrees Celsius. As I said in the beginning, from the past 2-3 days, the climate has cooled down slightly here at the ashram, with lot of breeze blowing around. Okay, with that I sign off, and next comes the afternoon satsang, the much awaited afternoon satsang, as I know, with Prem and Arvind. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, dear listeners, I sign off for today. Meet you next Thursday. Jai Sai Ram.
సాగర గమనల్లో కలిసి పోయి మూవలాగా మా జన్మలో సాయి నీవే మా అంకితం బాబా సాయి బాబా గులాబీ రేఖలపై గురిసిన మంచులాగా రూరు 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 ఆకులాభిరే ఘటపై కురిసిన మంచులాగా భూమిపై ఆడే తొలి చిలుకులులాగా అదే నా సంతోషము మన కళ్ళు కలిసాక అదే నా సంతోషము మన కళ్ళు కలిసాక
you